August, Fáilte a Rás to the Crazy House Prices podcast. This is the podcast where I go more in depth on the topics and the content I produce over on my Instagram at Crazy House Prices. I'm your host, Ciarán Mulqueen. Today's episode is episode 20, and it's an episode based on a chapter from my book titled How to Buy a Home in Ireland. In this episode, we're going to talk about the extra costs to consider when buying a home. So I'm basically going to dive into everything that you need to consider when purchasing a home in Ireland, from stamp duty to solicitor's fees and everything else in between. There are a lot of hidden costs that you may not have thought about. So have a listen, maybe grab a notepad and a pen and take some notes.
I just want to pause the podcast for a moment to talk to you about a company called Beat the Bank. So the stress of organizing mortgage protection just got a whole lot easier with beatthebank.ie. This amazing Irish company offers the guaranteed lowest price for mortgage protection in the country. And it's not just for first-time buyers. You can switch your own mortgage protection anytime and enjoy the benefits of their market-leading discounts. I, along with hundreds of my Instagram followers, have used Beat the Bank, and the feedback has been amazing over the last 12 months. With their 100% end-to-end digital experience, quoting and applying for mortgage protection has never been easier. You can get a quote in seconds and apply in minutes without the hassle of unwanted sales calls or any paperwork. So visit beatthebank.ie today and protect your mortgage with ease and peace of mind. Beat the Bank saves you time and money on mortgage protection, whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to switch. They've also just launched income protection and life insurance on the site too. And if you have a house or are renting and are planning to buy, you need to consider protecting your income. So check out beatthebank.ie. Now, back to the podcast.
So I'll start with a summary and a rough idea of all the costs and then go into detail on each one. These are the costs that we incurred. Now, depending where you are and depending on the time of the year, some of them might be a little bit lower. Some of them are likely a little bit more. Basically, at a glance, you've got stamp duty, and that's going to be 1% of the purchase price if your house is under a million, and then 2% of anything in excess of a million. But chances are, if you're listening to this, you're probably not buying a house that's over a million. Next, you've got solicitor's fees. These will vary, and cheapest is not always the best. I would always say to use a solicitor that comes highly recommended from somebody you know. But basically, ours were about 1,200, I think, plus VAT. So you'd be looking at anywhere kind of from 1,200 to 2,000 euro plus VAT for and then professional. They're your professional fees. Then you've got land registry fees, which are usually added on to your solicitor's fees. They could be around about 1,000 euro. You've got your folio and search fees, which again are usually added to the solicitor's fees. They're around 250 euro. You'll have a valuer's report, which is about 150 to 200 euro. You've got your surveyor fees or a snag list, which could be around about 700 euro, 500 to 700 euro. You've got your property tax, which depends on whichever valuation band, but usually between around kind of 300 to 700 a year. You've got home insurance, which is usually around 500 euro a year thereabouts. Mortgage protection insurance, which is around kind of 20 to 50 euro a month, depending on a load of things there. If you're a smoker, it's going to be a lot more. If you are buying via the local authority home loan, you have to use their mortgage protection, which is really expensive. So there's a few different things in that. Then if you're buying, say, an apartment or a multi-unit development, you may have management fees, which will vary. You may need to get an alarm installed. That's going to vary. You may need to have moving costs, which could be around about a grand, 1,500. So there are a lot of things to consider. It's not just once you have your 10%, you're sorted. So basically, I'm just going to explain all the additional costs that you need to consider when buying a home in Ireland. So as I outlined there above, there are loads of different ones. So hopefully, if you've gotten this far in my podcast series, or if you're following the page, hopefully you have your 10% purchase price saved and you're looking to move on to the next step. So getting that deposit together is not easy, and unfortunately the job's not over when you do have it. As I said, there are a lot of other costs associated when buying a home in Ireland. So some of them are fairly significant and some of them are a little bit less, but they do all add up. But before a bank can evaluate your mortgage application, you'll have to show the bank or the lender that you have saved enough to cover all or most of the costs that I'm about to list. So this list doesn't include any renovation costs or furniture or anything. It's just focusing on the basics. So one major tip I can have for you is that when you're saving up for your deposit, 10% is not enough. Try and aim to save around 12 or 13% to cover all these additional costs. Stamp duty will probably be the biggest extra cost that you'll need to consider. So for most, as I said, it's 1% of the purchase price. So for example, if you're buying a home for €300,000, you will need €30,000 deposit, and you'll need €3,000 for stamp duty. And if the value of the home is over €1 million, stamp duty is 1% for the first million and then 2% on anything over that. However, do remember, if you're buying a new build, it's 1% of the price excluding VAT, and VAT is 13.5%, I think, on new builds. So for example, if you buy a new build for say 400,000, your stamp duty would be 1% of 346,000, because that's the price excluding VAT. So instead of paying 4,000 stamp duty, you'll pay 3,460. An extra tip on this is, if you're searching and you're looking at the property price register and you're seeing, well, hold on, I bought my new build for €400,000, but all these other people bought it for €346,000. The price that you see on the property price register for new builds excludes VAT. So you need to add on the VAT.
Hi, I am just going to pause the podcast for a second to talk to you about some sponsors of the Crazy House Prices podcast. This episode is sponsored by Daft.ie. Daft is Ireland's number one property portal. Daft has the most properties available for sale and rent, and is the preferred national property website amongst consumers in Ireland. So Daft.ie's core vision is to make buying, selling and renting property better for everyone in Ireland. So Daft's mission is to simplify each step of every property transaction in the Irish market to make buying, selling and renting in Ireland simple. That's why Daft.ie build innovative tools like Offers by Daft, an online real-time offers platform that provides never-before-seen transparency for the Irish consumer when buying a home. Are you looking to buy? Maximize your chances of finding your dream home by visiting Daft.ie, Ireland's number one property website.
Next one then we have is your solicitor and search fees. So your solicitor will have what's called a professional fee as well as other fees. And solicitors usually include the cost of stamp duty in their fees as well. So you'll basically just pay a whole lump over to your solicitor. So I'll run through our exact solicitor's fees for when we bought our house, and I've removed the stamp duty. So our professional fees were €1,200 plus VAT. Then we paid paper and postage, which was €50, and the VAT was 23%. So that was €287.50. So our total were, just on professional fees, are €1,487.50. And then our land registry fee on the deed transfer was €800. Land registry fee on the mortgage deed was €175. The folio and file plan was €40. Search fees were €200. So that total then was €1,215. So what I paid our solicitor, excluding our stamp duty, was €2,702.50. So then you add the stamp duty on top of that. Then some of the other fees then, so you have your valuer's report. So the lender will require a valuation on the home that you've agreed to buy to assess whether or not it's worth the price you're paying for it, or the amount they're lending on it. So the lender will give you a list of valuers they use, and you book it yourself and you pay them directly. In my opinion, this is a bit of a ridiculous system, because most valuers are estate agents. So it's in their interest to value the home as high as possible, as a rising tide lifts all boats and all that. Like, I've even heard stories of valuers not even going into the home to assess it, just simply ringing the person and asking what price they're paying and then putting that down on the valuation. So for the last few years, a lot of homes have been selling for way above their asking price, and I've rarely heard of a valuer saying that the sale agreed price was too high. Most of the time, they will just value it at whatever you're willing to pay. Time will tell if this practice will come back to haunt some lenders, but either way, it's going to cost you around about €200. Next up then will be your surveyor's fees. So when you're buying a home, it's will either require a pre-purchase survey, so that's for, say, an existing home, or a snag list for a new build. I'd always recommend getting this done. I know it's about £500-600, but it's, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's not a huge fee, and it will give you that peace of mind as to whether or not you're making a huge mistake. So it's important that the surveyor you use is registered, qualified and insured with the relevant authorities. The survey will look at the following things: so visible defects and potential problems caused by hidden issues, potential repair options needed, a visual inspection of all accessible parts of the property, assessment of major and minor faults, so making sure taps are working, toilets are flushing, windows are opening and so on, the condition of the heating system, investigation of damp levels and insulation, information on environmental hazards like asbestos. The survey won't test for asbestos, but will say if asbestos may be there or might be likely to be present. And then kind of any other potential issues like trees nearby that may cause damage if they fall. It's very important that when you get the survey that you read it and talk to the professional about what might be necessary to fix and what is not a cause for concern. The survey is then sent to the lender so that they can make sure the home is habitable. If there are any major issues, the property may require a structural survey or more in-depth inspection of areas that may not be visible to the naked eye without like invasive measures like removing wallpaper or plaster. From my experience, the results of the surveys can sound a lot worse than they actually are. I think this is just so the surveyor can cover their backs in the event of, say, a legal issue. So they basically flag lots of things as potentially a problem and advise further inspection. However, more often than not, there's nothing really to worry about. And even if the sale doesn't go through, you will have to pay for the surveyor anyway. So it is definitely worth it for peace of mind. Next then is the property tax. Everyone has to pay that. You go on to Revenue Online, it's self-assessed. There's an interactive tool on revenue.ie where you put in your air code and it brings up a map with a suggested value for your home. And then from that, you can either pay for the year in advance or you can pay it in installments throughout the year. So on Revenue, the website, you can go to calculate your local property tax and then select the applicable criteria from the drop down menus. The total amount of local property tax due, including any local authority rate adjustment for your property, will then be displayed. Then we have home insurance. I have a big post on home insurance on my page. It's a bit of a minefield. There's a lot of things to think about, but basically it covers your home, its contents and personal belongings from various risks such as fire, theft, water damage. It may also cover damage to surrounding structures like fences and garages and provide liability coverage for injuries that occur on your property. Home insurance policies also may include buildings insurance, which covers the physical structure of your home, contents insurance, which covers your personal belongings, all risk cover for valuables and liability insurance. You can buy home insurance directly from insurance company, or you can use a comparison website or a broker to find the best one for you. It's impossible to really go into it too much in this episode. I have a huge chapter on it or a huge post on it on my page if you scroll down a lot, but you really do need to look at the terms and conditions and the coverage of a policy before you buy it, just to make sure it really suits your needs. So I recommend going to ccpc.ie and looking at, they have a really thorough advice on home insurance there. But your estimate should be in around 400 to 500 euro a year. Mortgage protection, that is a legal requirement in Ireland when you're drawing down a mortgage. I'm going to do maybe a whole episode on that on its own. But as you know, the sponsor of this podcast is, one of them is Beat the Bank, and they do mortgage protection. So I just know they have the best value and the best policy on the market, and they're going to be better value than anywhere else you go. So just go to beatthebank.ie and that will kind of save you all that stress. But it's important to know that's different to life insurance, so that's why I think it needs its own episode. But just go to beatthebank.ie, get your mortgage protection there. If you can't get cover, say you have health issues or you're recently recovered from cancer, you can get an exemption, but you need to be refused by three different mortgage protection companies, I believe. So you can get an exemption, but it just means then if you do die, and I was fairly morbid, but if you do die, the loan then will fall on your next of kin. So it doesn't just get written off. Somebody has to pay it, unfortunately. Next one then is management fees. So most apartments and some housing estates will require a monthly or annual management fee. This is to look after the buildings, the grounds, the elevators, or any other kind of on-site upkeep. Even if you're buying, or often, sorry, if you're buying an apartment, you'll have to pay the previous owner back some of their management fees. It's called pro rata. So basically you're responsible for the fees from when you take over the property. So if they've paid in advance, you may need to pay them back, and you may need to pay these fees up front. So if you buy an apartment in January, you might have to pay the management fees for the year. So it's worth keeping that in mind, especially if they're a few grand. If you're paying, that's another €3,000 then on top if you're buying in January, whereas if you're buying in, say, August, you know, you'll only have to pay a quarter of that, so or a third of that. So just keep that in mind. Alarm installation, I did a lot of research on alarms when we got our place, and a lot of them are extremely expensive. But if the home you are buying already has an alarm system, then you should be grand. plant, but if it doesn't, you might need to budget for having a system installed. These can vary from really expensive to relatively cheap. So it kind of depends on the system and whether it's monitored professionally or self-monitored. So personally, I went with the Ring system and I absolutely cannot fault it. And in my insurance, I just said I don't have an alarm because I think it's only an extra €50 or €70 a year to pay. But to have a monitored alarm to save that €70, it's probably going to cost me 5 times that per year because I think they're around €50-60 a month. And the Ring system is fantastic. I really can't fault it. It's backed up if the electricity and the Wi-Fi go. I can arm it from Alexa. It's all done on my phone. You can see which sensors are triggered, which windows are open. It's really, really good. And I got it on Black Friday deal for, I don't know, £400-500. I have security cameras, I have the doorbell, everything. So I would just kind of go with one of them. But I know those HKC systems and all of that can be really good also. I just like being able to use it from my phone. And then there's moving fees. I'm not going to lie, I don't know a whole lot about moving fees. We've only moved once and we did it in the car. And luckily, we're only going around the corner. But I do believe they can be expensive because you have to include hiring a moving company or renting a truck or a van and fuel and packing materials and kind of additional things such as unpacking or if you're getting somebody to move it. So I did a bit of research and apparently it can cost around €500 for a local move for, say, a one bedroom apartment. And it can be maybe €2,000 for a long distance move for a 3 or 4 bedroom house. So you may have to pay for van costs or rent or renting a van per day, fuel costs and all of that. So I don't know, just maybe get some quotes from multiple moving companies. I have none that I can recommend because I've never used one. But it's just something to look at if that is a service that you will need to figure out if you need to have a little bit of extra money held back for that also. And that's it. I know it's a long list, but I do have all this in my book. But thanks anyway for tuning in to today's episode of the Crazy House Prices Podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard, please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a rating or review and share it with your friends and family who might find it helpful. And remember, this episode is from a chapter in my book and it's just a glimpse into the knowledge available in that book. It's called How to Buy a Home in Ireland. And if you want a little bit more exclusive content and insights, consider becoming a patron on my Patreon page. And as a special thank you to patrons, they get exclusive benefits and behind the scenes access on my close friends list on Instagram, and you can get a free 7-day trial. So you go to patreon.com/crazyhouseprices. So if you love what you hear, then it's only €3 per month after that to continue your membership. So thanks so much for listening. August slán go fóill.